Hello, welcome to Pharma Marketing Talk. This is your host, Pharma Guy, also known as John Mack. And today I'm going to be talking with Becky Reeve of Sanofi about pharma-sponsored mobile health gaming apps. And Becky has been involved with a couple of these, and we'll be talking about that. Becky's the head of professional relations in the diabetes franchise on Sanofi, I think, in the UK. Hi, Becky. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm good, thank you. And thank you for inviting me on this today.
Sure. I'm glad you can make it and talk with me for a little while. And why don't we start by first giving you a chance to tell people a little bit about yourself.
Okay, thank you. So as you mentioned, I'm Becky Reeve. I work in the UK for Sanofi Diabetes. I'm primarily involved in working with professional bodies in diabetes in the UK and also patient organisations, which is why I was quite excited to be involved in gamification apps for young people with diabetes.
Right, and I came across a couple of the games I think you've been involved with. The latest one was Mission T1D, which is, I guess it was in around October last year that you released this game in the UK. And it's a gaming app, as you said, for children with type 1 diabetes. And according to the notes I got, the mission aims to support a serious message through gaming and play to encourage children with type 1 diabetes and their family and teachers to learn more about how to live with diabetes. So can we start by telling us a little bit more about Mission T1D? I mean, you can describe the game a little bit and how it is meant to be played and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So we launched Mission Type 1D here in the UK, as you said, last October. And in the UK, we've actually got 29,000 children who have type 1 diabetes. And worryingly, about 85% of these don't achieve their blood glucose targets. So here at Sanofi, we do try and listen to patients and try and provide more than just drugs. So Mission Type 1D really aims to address trying to get out some serious messages about diabetes that are educational and help those children who are living with diabetes educate their friends, their teachers, and other family members through gameplay. So the way the game works is you create your avatar and you rescue friends through different levels of the school. So you go through the playground and the assembly and different rooms that children associate with school, jumping and collecting stars. And then at various levels, the wise man of the school, the sensei, gives some short practical messages on living with type 1 diabetes. And at the end of each level that you manage to master, you can watch a video and then answer some questions. And the idea really behind this is it's a bit of fun, but the children can play it. And the teacher can also use it as a classroom education tool. So they could potentially on the whiteboard have different children playing the game and then all watching the video together and answering questions. And we feel it's really important that we give children with type 1 diabetes that type of support. It's very worrying for parents of children with type 1 diabetes, almost letting them go and be at school where, you know, they can't support them daily. So to have more people aware of what type 1 diabetes is and how to support that child is very important to parents as well.
So it sounds like this type of game, or this game in particular, can be used within the school itself as part of the curriculum. Is that how you see it being used?
Absolutely. That's how we see it being used. So not only fun for the child, but for the teacher, within the classroom where they do have a child with diabetes, to provide some education so that the whole class understand that having type 1 diabetes isn't caused through eating too much cake and chocolate, but actually is a very serious condition and children might need a little bit of extra support while they're at school. Having type 1 diabetes can be really troublesome. You know, it's a massive each day you're testing your blood sugars a number of times, taking injections, working out whether you can go and play in the playground, if you've had enough to eat. So we just wanted to create a bit more of a learning experience that helped that child at school.
So as I understand it, this game can be a mobile app, but it can also be run on a computer in the school setting. How is it used in the school?
So the idea would be that the teacher would download the game, and most of our classrooms in the UK have whiteboards, so the teacher can play the game through the whiteboard with different children, creating their own avatar and then running the video and educational sessions through that whiteboard to the whole classroom.
Ah, I see. Very technology impressive.
We try.
I haven't been in the schools lately here in the U.S. I don't know if they have that kind of technology here.
Go on.
No, yeah, go ahead. You want to say something about that?
I was just going to say that what's really worrying in the UK is we might be very technology savvy, but 85% of our young children with type 1 diabetes aren't achieving their blood glucose targets, which can be very serious in terms of long-term complications, in terms of them developing kidney disease or blindness. So as an organisation, we feel it's really important to do everything we can to support education. And if we can make that fun at the same time for the child, then all the better.
So the group of children you're talking about, what age is the range that you think this game would be designed for?
So we see this, we call it junior school in the UK. I know you have a different terminology for your school system, but it's probably around the age 6 to 13 before they go on to secondary school.
Can you talk a little bit more about what you consider gamification, how it's used in Mission T1D, and how it can be used in general with pharma applications like this?
Absolutely. So here at Sanofi, we feel gamification is a really great opportunity to support people with long-term conditions, especially those with conditions like diabetes. We find it to be an opportunity to provide education, maybe learning messages that are fun, and certainly for young people with diabetes, that there's an element of gameplay in there as well. So with Mission Type 1D, we feel that the collection of stars and rescuing your friends from the school does give the game an element of fun, whilst at the same time, the videos and the questions at the end of each chapter when you've rescued your friends give it that element of education. So that's what we would term gamification. We've also been involved in another gamification app called Monster Manor, which was a partnership with Yogo, who are a game-playing company. The biggest diabetes charity in the UK, which is called Diabetes UK, and also one of our academic health science networks. And we launched Monster Manor November 2013, and that was based on the psychology of reward, collecting, scarcity, to try and encourage children to blood glucose test more. So we know that in the UK, many of our children aren't achieving their blood glucose close test results, and yet we know from data that one extra test per day for a child to do that could actually lead to them improving their overall diabetes control by a significant amount. So we felt it was important to try and address this in the UK through gamification. And so what Monster Manor did was it allowed children to collect monsters, build houses for them, collect items for them. And they did that through coins that they won every time they did a blood glucose test and then entered those results into the game. And actually what we have done with Monster Manor is we've evaluated that through the Academic Health Science Network that we partnered with. And we actually presented data on the outcomes of that game at a congress earlier this year called Diabetes UK Professional Congress. And we actually feel really excited that we do think we are starting to get data that actually gamification can lead to significant improvements, especially for children with diabetes.
Oh, okay. So you mentioned this presentation you made. Can you highlight a couple of points about the data that you were able to collect about Monster Manor and how it improved things?
Absolutely. So From the data, we learned that 26% of children playing the game said that it did have a positive effect on the frequency of how often they were testing their blood sugars. And obviously this is important from what I said earlier, because that one extra test per day can lead to an improvement in control. So we felt this was very significant. In terms of parents, they liked the fact that they could use this game when the child came home from school to encourage them to perhaps do a test at school or to share with them what happened during that day at school. So every time you enter a blood glucose test into the game, you get to smash a pinata, which obviously is quite fun for children of that age. And smashing the pinata gives you coins, and then you can spend the coins on your monsters. So parents fed back that they liked the opportunity to use the game to encourage their children to test at obviously this quite difficult age range.
So I know this is an education, these are educational games, and they also have to be fun. How do you balance fun with maybe being too educational?
If we had the answer to that question, we'd be very successful. I think what we tried with Monster Manor was just a fun game. There wasn't any educational elements into it apart from recording blood glucose data. With Mission Type 1D, we've tried to address a bit more education, but we feel that by using this in a classroom environment with the teacher supporting the educational element, then the fun and the education can balance out. But I do agree with you, it's a very fine line, and I certainly don't think we've found the answer yet. We're still learning ourselves.
Developing these kinds of applications, I know, are very helpful for the kids and so on, but how do you convince your company that this is a worthwhile project, and what's in it for Sanofi?
So here at Sanofi, patients definitely at the heart of our business, and we do have an ethos in the company that we do want to learn from patients and understand how people live with a disease, so that we can help them in designing different products and services to help them have a better quality of life. So there wasn't really any problem in encouraging the organisation to invest in gamification, and in fact it's been very well supported, because it does absolutely hold centre to what we hold close to our heart, and that is that patients are the most important thing.
Now, I'm very jealous, because I see a lot of these games being developed in the UK and other countries, and nothing much here in the US that I can pin down. Is there any plans to introduce games like this in the US that you know of?
So I'm not aware of the plan to launch Mission Type 1D in the US yet. I know that we got it first in the UK because of our experience with Monster Manor. I know that there is rollout in the rest of Europe, but I'm not yet privy to when we'll be launching in the US. So apologies about that. You'll have to just take it from us that these games are really successful for people. I think for me in particular, the fact that we were able to get Monster Manor evaluated by an academic authority was extremely valuable, because we had a lot of learnings from being able to do that we were then able to address with Mission Type 1D and then obviously other gamification apps that we're looking at in other areas aside from diabetes.
Okay, one last thing I was thinking about was pioneers. As you may know, I've been looking at what people in pharma like you are doing to advance some of the technology, some of the areas in social media marketing, and now I'm really interested in the mobile area. Would you consider yourself a pioneer? I mean, are you taking sort of a pioneer role in bringing these types of applications to patients within your company?
I hope so. I definitely see myself as a pioneer, and certainly Monster Manor has been held up as a very innovative project for Sanofi, not only in the UK, but also throughout the organisation. So if it's not too big-headed to say so, yes, I do hope I am a pioneer. I'm extremely interested in social media. I've got a massive fascination with the diabetes online community and how people with diabetes are supporting each other through using things like Twitter and YouTube. And I do observe and pay close attention to that because I think it's a really valuable way to learn how people are living with conditions like this. And certainly things like Monster Manor was born out of just being able to listen to what people wanted. A lot of parents of children with diabetes find the transition when their child goes to school and then to university really difficult because, you know, that they want their child to be healthy and to feel that they're safe at all times. And unfortunately, type 1 diabetes does come with a lot of worrying statistics. So anything we can do to listen to patients and learn from them, I certainly do that as part of my role and bring that back into the organisation and do whatever I can. I do have a bit of a personal mission to try and change the way that we can do things and not just be seen as a provider of medicines.
Okay, well, I think we covered quite a bit, and it's very interesting, and I can talk all day about this, but I know you probably have to get back to work. And but I want to give you an opportunity to mention anything that we haven't covered that you would like to say in closing, perhaps.
For me, I think being able to use gamification or social media is just a really good example of where pharma can bring together different groups, so academia, industry, clinicians, patient groups, technology, and other stakeholders to make patient centricity a reality. And although we're still on a learning curve ourselves, it's obviously extremely rewarding to work for an organisation that allows me to do things like this. And we're continually reviewing what we do and what we offer patients. So I hope that there's more to come.
Okay, Becky, thank you for being a guest. And I'd like to thank my listeners for listening. Until next time, this is Pharma Guy saying goodbye. Bye, Becky. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye.